The Gemara from Beis Hamad Aleph is trying to learn out that when you have two chiyuvim, mamon and malchus, that mamon and mishal mikilah laki, you pay the mamon and that patas yumin and malchus. So the Gemara says maybe you can learn it out from chayvul b'chaveru, just like chayvul b'chaveru, there's a chiyuv mamon for what you did, and there's also malchus because of lo yosef. So in the halacha is mamon and mishal mikilah laki. So we can learn out to all over that when you have mamon and malchus, mamon and mishal mikilah laki. And the Gemara says you can't learn out from chayvul b'chaveru because it has a kula shekin huter michlalai. The bezin is a kula in the lava of chayvul b'chaveru that we find that the Torah is matter in certain cases. In bezin, it's mutter for bezin to give malchus. So we see the Torah was matter the iser of chayvul b'chaveru of Yosef in bezin because of that it has a kula and you can't learn out from here to other places. So it's mavur from the Gemara that this that you're allowed to give malchus in bezin is a heter in the lava of Yosef. Be'emes it should be aser because of Yosef, but the Torah is matter it because it's But Tzarech Malkus, the Torah says, it's mutter to do. So Reb Chaim asks a Gevaldik Akash on the Gemara. Reb Chaim is in the stencils on Menachos, Daf Mem Aleph. He says, Lefi the Rambam, the Gemara is Tzarechi and is very sure. The Rambam says in Chayvul Mazik, Perakei Halacha Aleph, the way he brings down the lav of Lo Yosef, of being Makkah another year, he says it like this. He says, Hamakkah is chaver derech nitzayon over b'leis aseh. If you hit your friend derech nitzayon over b'leis aseh, it has to be Dafka, when you hit him derech nitzayon. What does nitzayon mean? Nitzayon is a lashon of meriva. It's v'chinatzu anashim when they're fighting and they're having a fight, having a machlekes, and they hit each other derech fighting. Then you're on the lav. It's mashiv on the ram, and the way he's magged of the lav that the chepsa of the lav is you hit your friend through a fight. You're fighting with him and you hit him because of a fight. But if you hit him stam without a fight, then you're not on the lav at all. The lav is only when it's derech nitzayon, when it's derech meriva. So the male effect of Chaim, lefi the Rambam, it's not the pshat that Lo Yosef is hutter in Bezdin, that the Torah is matir to do hakan Bezdin and was matir the iser of Lo Yosef. That's not the pshat. Pshat is it's never necessary to begin with. There is no chemtza the lav of Lo Yosef in Bezdin because Bezdin is not derech nitzayin, it's not derech meriva. This is the din. The Bezdin has to be makah him in such a case. So there's no chemtza the lav at all. It's not derech nitzayin. So it's not the pshat that it's hutter in Bezdin. There is no lav in Bezdin at all. So from the fact that the Gemara says it's hutter in Bezdin, it sounds like lachar, not like the Rambam, that the lav is not dafka derech nitzayin. Every time you're makah, you're on the lav, and therefore it's hutter in Bezdin. It's a special heter in Bezdin. But if the Rambam that it's derech nitzayin, it's sarachin. What is the meaning over here of hutter michlalo in Bezdin? And I was thinking that maybe you can answer his kasha that the Rambam held that really when you give a haka in Bezdin, ein lecha nitzayon galdo nizah. How about that? Derech nitzayon. Derech nitzayon means that I'm hitting him against his will. I'm hitting him in a way to hurt him, to punish him. That's what derech nitzayon means. When a Bezdin is makas someone, they're giving an einish, ein lecha nitzayon galdo nizah. The guy doesn't want it. We're doing something against his will. We're trying to give him pain. You're hitting to give pain. You're hitting to hurt someone. That's derech nitzayon. That's what it means. Why is the Rambam coming lemay? Why is it coming lafuke? He's saying, let's say you hit someone derech refuah. Or you give him a shus to hit you, that might not be derech nitzayin because you're not doing it against my will, you're not doing it to hurt me, you're doing it because I want it, you're doing it because it's good for me. That would not be nichol v'lav bichlal because it's not derech nitzayin. But when you hit l'shem hitting, you hit l'shem inflicting pain or punishment, in l'cha nitzayin gadol mizeh, even though it's not officially in a fight that's done in Bezdin, but after the Rambam held that is considered derech nitzayin, and that could be a teretz to the kasha of Reb Chaim.